Before time began, there was the cube. We know not where it comes from, only that it holds the power to create worlds and fill them with life. That is how our race was born. For a time, we lived in harmony. But like all great power, some wanted it for good, others for evil. And so began the war. A war that ravaged our planet until it was consumed by death. And the cube was lost to the far reaches of space. We scattered across the galaxy, hoping to find it and rebuild our home. Searching every star, every world. And just when all hope seemed lost, message of a new discovery drew us to an unknown planet called Earth. But we were already too late.
Get a little taste of home. Plate of mama's alligators etouffee.
You've been talking about barbecue gators and crickets for the last 2 weeks. I'm never going to your mama's house, Fade. I promise.
But Bobby, gators are known to have the most succulent meat.
I understand.
Con un poquito de arroz con habichuela. Y unos tostoncitos por el lido.
Lucas, English, please.
English. I mean, how many times we don't speak Spanish?
Why you gotta ruin it for me, man? That's my heritage. Siempre me estás jodiendo por la misma mierda.
They can go with the Spanish, whatever.
Hey, you guys remember weekends? Huh? The Sox at Fenway, cold hot dog and a flat beer.
Perfect day.
What about you, Captain? You got a perfect day?
I just can't wait to hold my baby girl for the first time.
Oh, shut up.
Are you gonna help me with the gear?
Colonel Sharp, we have an inbound unidentified infiltrator 10 miles out.
Unidentified aircraft, you are in restricted U.S. military airspace.
Walk ident and proceed east out of the area.
Raptors 1 and 2, snap to heading 250 to intercept. Bogey's in the weeds 10 miles out, not squawking.
Unidentified aircraft, we will escort you to U.S. Sauk Cent Air Base. If you do not comply, we will use deadly force.
Cock in the bogey. Tail 4500 X-ray.
Sir, it says here 4500X was shot down 3 months ago. Afghanistan.
It's got to be a mistake. Check again, then recheck.
I did, sir. A friend of mine was on that shotgun.
Not identified aircraft. We will escort you to U.S. Sauk Cent.
Radar, where's the inbound?
Bogey's 5 miles out, sir.
My wife on?
Yes, Captain.
Ah, my ladies!
Oh, my goodness, look at her. She's getting so big.
Look at those cheeks. I just want to chip on them.
Babe, we made a good-looking kid.
I know that people say that all the time, but wow, we made one good-looking kid. Nice work.
She has your laugh.
She laughed?
Her first one, yeah.
You sure she didn't just fart?
No, she's a lady. She doesn't know you yet, but she will.
4500X, something's not right.
Whoa. Radar's jammed. It's coming from the chopper.
Someone else?
Sarah. Hey. Sarah, you can hear me. I love you. I'll be home soon.
MH-53 pilot, power down now. Have your crew step out or we will kill you.
Okay, Mr. Witwicky, you're up.
Sorry, I got a lot of stuff. Okay. For my family, Jim...
Who did that? People?
Responsibility. Okay. So for my family genealogy report, I decided to do it on my great-great-grandfather, who was a famous man, Captain Archibald Witwicky. Very famous explorer. In fact, he was one of the first to explore the Arctic Circle, which is a big deal. In 1897, he took 41 brave sailors straight into the Arctic Shelf.
The ice is freezing faster than it's melting! Jump faster!
No sacrifice! No victory! We'll get to the Arctic Circle, lads!
So that's the story, right? And here we have some of the basic instruments and tools used by 19th century seamen. This here is the quadrant, which you can get for $80. It's all for sale, by the way. Like the sextant here. $50 for this, which is a bargain. These are pretty cool. These are my grandfather's glasses. I haven't quite gotten them appraised yet, but they've seen many cool things.
Are you going to sell me his liver? Mr. Witwicky, this isn't show and sell. It's the 11th grade. I don't think your grandfather would be particularly proud of what you're doing.
I know. I'm sorry. I just, you know, this is all going towards my car fund. You can tell your folks it's on eBay. I take PayPal. Cold Hard Cash works, too. And the compass makes a great gift for Columbus Day.
Damn.
Sorry. Unfortunately, my great-great-grandfather, the genius that he was, wound up going blind and crazy in a psycho ward drawing these strange symbols and babbling on about some giant Iceman that he thought he discovered.
Okay, might be a pop quiz tomorrow, might not. Leap in fear tonight.
50, 40, 30. Yeah. Sorry. Okay. Pretty good, right?
I'd say a solid B minus.
A B minus?
You were hawking your great-grandfather's crap in my classroom.
No, kids enjoy... Look, can you do me a favor? Can you look out the window for a second? You see my father? He's the guy in the green car. Okay, I want to tell you about a dream. A boy's dream. And a man's promise to that boy. He looked at me in the eye. He said, son, I'm going to buy you a car. But I want you to bring me $2,000 and three A's. Okay? I got the $2,000 and I got two A's. Okay, here's the dream. Your B minus, dream gone. Kaput. Sir, just ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
Yes! So?
A minus, it's an A though.
Wait, I can't see. It's an A.
So I'm good.
You're good. Got a little surprise for you, son.
What kind of surprise?
Yeah, a little surprise.
No, Dad! Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I am. You're not getting a Porsche.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, I think it's funny.
What's wrong with
you? You think I'd really get you a Porsche for your first car?
I don't want to talk to you for the rest of the time.
It's just a practical joke.
No, funny joke.
Ben!
What?
Get your cousin out of that damn clown suit. Never mind, he's stroke again. Scan white folks.
I'm hot, make them smell thing, hurts my eyes.
Here. No, what is this? You said half a car, not half a piece of crap, Dad.
When I was your age, I've been happy with four wheels and an engine.
Let me explain something to you, okay? You ever see 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what this is, and this is 50-year-old virgin.
Okay.
You want me to live that life?
No sacrifice.
Yeah,
no victory.
You know, I got it. The old Witwicky motto, Dad. Right.
Gentlemen, Bobby Bolivia, like the country, except without the run. How can I help?
Well, my son here, looking to buy his first car.
You come to see me?
I had to.
That probably make us family. Uncle Bobby B, baby. Uncle Bobby B?
Sam.
Let me talk to you. Sam, your first enchilada of freedom awaits underneath one of those hoods. Let me tell you something, son. A driver don't pick the car. The car pick the driver. It's a mystical bond between man and machine. Son, I'm a lot of things. A lie's not one of them. Especially not in front of my mammy. That's my mammy.
Hey, mammy! Oh, don't be like that. If I had a rock, I'd bust your head, bitch. Same as she deaf, you know? Well, over here, every piece of car a man might want or need.
This ain't bad. This one's got racing stripes.
Yeah, it got racing. Yeah, what the heck is this? I don't know nothing about this car. Manny!
What?
What is this? This car, check it out.
I don't know, boss. I've never seen it. That's loco.
Don't go Ricky Ricardo on me, Manny. Find out.
This is good.
How much?
Well, considering the semi-classic nature of the vehicle, with the slick wheels and the custom paint job.
Yeah, but the paint's faded.
Yeah, but it's custom.
It's custom faded?
What is your first car I wouldn't expect you to understand? $5,000.
No, not paying over $4,000. Sorry.
Kid, come on, get out the car.
No. You said cars pick their drivers.
Well, sometimes they pick a driver with a cheap ass fault. Out the car. Now, this one here for 4G's is a Buick.
There's a Fiesta with racing stripes over there.
No, I don't want a Fiesta with racing stripes.
This is a classic engine right here. I sold a car the other day.
Holy cow.
No worries. I get a sledgehammer and knock this right out. Hey, Manny, get your clown cousin and get some hammers and come bang this stuff out, baby. That one's my favorite. Drove all the way from Alabama.
Secondary.
you're so young.
And they're the top subject matter experts, sir. NSA's recruiting right out of high school these days.
Guys, that's the Secretary of Defense. I am so underdressed.
Ladies and gentlemen, Secretary of Defense.
Please be seated. I'm John Keller. Obviously, you're wondering why you're here. So, these are the facts. At 1900 local time yesterday, Soxon Ford Operations Base in Qatar was attacked. So far as we know, there were no survivors. The objective of the attack was to hack our military network. We're not sure exactly what they're after, but we do know that they were cut off during the assault, which would lead us to assume that they're going to try it again. Now, no one's taking responsibility for the attack. And the only real lead we have so far is this sound. That's the signal that hacked our network. NSA's working at full capacity to analyze it and intercept further communications, but we need your help to find out who did this. Now, you've all shown considerable ability in the area of signals analysis. We're on a hair trigger here, people. The president has dispatched battle groups in the Arabian Gulf and the Yellow Sea. This is as real as it's ever going to get. Now I'm going to leave you to your officer in charge. You break up into teams and you start your work. Good luck to us all.
All right, Mojo. I got the car. Now I need the girl. I need money to take out the girl. What I need.
Zero bits. Great.
Broke. Come on, Mojo, you want your pain pills?
No, premature. But what's up?
Nothing. You know, just driving my car. It's like clockwork. All right, I know you get wasted on these things, but if you piss in my bed again, you're sleeping outside. Okay? That's it for today. No more. Crackhead.
Ron, this one is uneven.
Yeah, probably.
This one is wobbly.
Yeah, I'll take care of that real soon.
Oh, couldn't we have hired a professional?
Oh, Sam, what? I do not like footprints on my grass.
What foot? There's no footprints.
That's why I built my path. So why don't you go from my grass onto my path, okay?
It's family grass, Dad.
Yeah, well, when you own your own grass, you'll understand.
This I can't do it anymore. You're putting gruel jewelry on a boy dog. He's got enough self-esteem issues as a chihuahua mom.
That's his bling. I want you home at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, all right.
11 o'clock.
Please, for the love of God, drive safely. Wow. You are so cheap.
Well, it's his first car. It's supposed to be like that.
At this time, we can't confirm whether there were any survivors.
Our bases worldwide are, as of now, at DEFCON Delta, our highest readiness level. We're dealing with a very effective weapon system that we have not come across before.
But our prayers are with the families of the brave men and women.
I've never seen a weapon system like this. The thermal shows this weird aura around the exoskeleton like it's cloaked by some kind of invisible force field.
That's impossible. There's no such thing as invisible force fields except, like, comic book stuff, right?
Man, I don't know. What's that? My mama, she had the gift, you know? She saw things. I got the gene, too, and that thing that attacked us, I got a feeling it ain't over.
How about you use those magic voodoo powers to get us the hell out of here, huh?
When I took that picture, I think it saw me. It looked right at me.
All right, we got to get this thing back to the Pentagon right away. They got to know what we're dealing with here.
My radio's fried. I got no communication with Ariel. Take my foot.
How far do you live from here?
Not far. Just up that mountain.
Do you have a phone?
Yes.
All right, let's hit it.
Dude, are you sure we're invited to this party? Of course, Miles. It's a lake. Public property. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. Michaela's here. Just don't do anything weird, all right? I'm good, right?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Hey, guys, check it out. All right. Hey, bro, that car, it's nice. Hey. What are you guys doing here?
We're here to climb this tree.
I see that. It looks fun.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought I recognized you. You tried out for the football team last year, right? Let's go call your mom.
Oh, no. That wasn't like a real tryout. I was researching a book I was writing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's it about? Sucking at sports?
No, it's about the link between brain damage and football. No, it's a good book. Your friends will love it. You know, it's got mazes in it and, you know, little coloring areas, sections, pop-up pictures. It's a lot of fun.
That's funny.
Okay. You want to stop?
Hey, guys, I know of a party. Let's get out of his head.
You got to get out of the tree right now. Just get out of the tree right now, please. What are you doing?
She said just now? All the chicks were watching.
You're making me look like an idiot. You both look like idiots just now.
Yeah, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no. This is not a toy. These are 22s. I don't want you grinding them. No. Why doesn't my little bunny just hop in the back seat?
Oh, God, I can't even tell you how much I'm not your little bunny.
Okay. You'll call me. Hey, man, what's wrong with your radio?
I'm driving home tonight.
What? She's an evil job concubine, man. Let her hitchhike.
She lives 10 miles from here, okay? It's my only chance. You gotta be understanding here, all right?
All right, well, we'll put her in the back. I'll be quiet.
Did you say put her in the back?
I called you.
Miles, I'm not putting her in the back. You gotta get out of my car right now.
It's a party foul.
What rules?
Our bros before hoes.
Miles, I'm begging you to get out of my car, okay?
You can't do this to me.
You gotta get out of my car right now.
Who's gonna come around?
Michaela! It's Sam! With Ricky? Hoping to get you stranded or anything. You sure?
So listen, I was wondering if I could ride you home. I mean, give you a ride home in my car to your house.
There you go.
So,
I can't believe that I'm here right now.
You can duck down if you want. I mean, it won't hurt my feelings.
No. I didn't mean here with you. I just meant here, like, in this situation.
Oh.
Same situation that I'm always in. Because, I don't know, I guess I just have a weakness for hot guys, for tight abs and really big arms.
Big arms? Well, there's a couple new additions in the car. Like, I just put in that light there. And that disco ball. So the light reflects off the disco ball. Yeah.
Are you new to school this year? It's your first year?
No. We've been in the same school since first grade.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, a long time.
Well, do you have any classes together?
Yeah. You history, language arts, math, science.
Sam,
yeah.
Sam Wilkinson.
Wiki.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so sorry.
No, it's cool.
I just can't recognize you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's understandable. No. Come on. Sorry, just working out the kinks, you know, it's a new car.
Oh. This radio is like, you know, no radio. So.
Look, this isn't something, you know. Look, I wouldn't try this on you, you know? This is like a romantic thing that I'm not trying to do. You know, not that you're not worthy of trying something like this on. I'm a friend of yours. I'm not a romantic friend. But you know, romantic friends do this. I mean, I'm not that friend. I mean, I could be.
Just pop the hood. Whoa, nice headers. You've got a high-rise double-pump carburetor. That's pretty impressive, Sam.
Double-pump?
It squirts the fuel in so you can go faster.
Oh. I like to go faster.
It looks like your distributor cap's a little loose.
Yeah? How'd you know that?
My dad, he was a real grease monkey. He taught me all about this. I could take it all apart, clean it, put it back together.
That's weird. I just wouldn't peg you for mechanical.
Well, you know, I don't really broadcast it. Guys don't like it when you know more about cars than they do. Especially not Trent. Yeah. He hates it.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with, females working on my engine. I prefer it, actually.
Okay, you want to fire it up for me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks. No problem. No, I was thinking, if Trent's such a jerk, why do you hang out with him?
You know what? I'm going to walk. Good luck with your car.
All right. Walking's healthy, right? No. Come on, please. Please, gotta work for me now. Don't let her walk away. Come on. Please. There it is.
I had fun. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You think I'm shallow? Huh?
You think you're shallow? No. I think, there's a lot more than meets the eye with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see you at school.
All right. More than meets the eye with you. Oh my god, I love my car.
Guys, I think the other team figured it out.
Alright.
Come on, man. This is way too smart for Iranian scientists. Eh? Think about it.
What do you think, kid? Chinese?
No way. This is nothing like what the Chinese are using.
This is Air Force One. Level of flight level.
We will hunt down this enemy.
What we do, we'll know just what to do with it.
President.
Yeah, can you wrangle me up some ding-dongs, darling?
Join the Air Force Supreme Man ding-dongs. Let me in storage.
Signal in Qatar. Are you running a diagnostic?
Should I be?
Yes, you should.
So I am.
Oh.
a virus.
Streaming right now.
They are planting a virus and stealing a whole lot of data from your system at the same time.
Code red, we have a breach.
Air Force One, someone on board has breached the military network.
I'm in the cargo hold. Clear! Clear!
You gotta cut the hard lines.
What?
Whatever they want, they are getting it.
Sir?
Permission to take down a defense network.
Cut all server hard lines now.
Cut all server hard lines now.
Someone's tampering with the POTUS mainframe.
What the?
Shots fired the underdeck. 8 shots fired. Crew, prepare for emergency descent.
I want our president in that bunker, and I want to discuss a damn thing of her till that becomes reality. That's our first priority, that's our only priority right now.
Air Force One is on the ground.
Wiggy, whoever finds this, my car is alive, okay? So, this is my last words on Earth. I just want to say, Mom, Dad, I love you, and if you find Busty Beauties under my bed, it wasn't mine. I'm holding it for Miles. No, wait, that's not true. It's mine, and Uncle Charles gave it to me. I'm sorry. Mojo, I love you.
Cut down.
hands!
No,
it's not me, the guy's inside!
Shut up! Walk towards the car. Put your head on the hood.
Whoever did this finally managed to infiltrate our defense network, which is what they tried to do in Qatar, only this time it worked.
What did they get?
We still don't know.
Talk to me about the virus.
It's a spider-bot virus. We're not sure what it's going to do, but it may cripple the system.
Can we stop it?
Every time we try an antivirus, it adapts and speeds up. It's like it's not a virus anymore. It's become the system.
Obviously, the first phase of a major attack against the U.S. The only countries with this kind of capability are Russia, North Korea, maybe China.
I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Excuse me, young lady, I didn't see you standing there. You would be who?
I'm just the analyst who detected the hack.
Hold on. It was you? You did it?
Her team.
Sir, I was just trying to say, they hacked your firewall in 10 seconds. Okay, even a supercomputer with a brute force attack would take 20 years to do that.
Maybe you can explain then how our latest satellite imagery shows North Korea doubling its naval activity.
Maybe it's a precaution, because isn't that what we're doing? The signal pattern is learning. It's evolving on its own, and you need to move past Fourier transfers and start considering quantum mechanics.
There is nothing on Earth that complex.
What about an organism? A living organism, maybe some kind of DNA-based computer. And I know that that sounds crazy.
That's enough. That's enough. We have 6 floors of analysts working on this thing. Now, if you can find proof to back up your theory, I'm going to be happy to listen to you. But if you don't get a filter on that brain-mouth thing, you're going to be off the team. You understand?
Look, I can't be any clearer on how crystal clear I am being. It just stood up.
Just stood up.
Wow.
It's really neat.
Okay, Chiefy. Time to fill her up. And no drippy drippy.
What are you rolling? Whippets, goofballs?
Little wowie sauce with the boys?
No, I'm not on any drugs. What's these?
Time to talk it. Mojo.
Is that what the kids are doing now? A little bit of mojo.
It's my dog's pain pills.
Yeah, Chihuahua.
What was that? You eyeballing my piece, 50 Cent?
Oh, you want to go? Make something happen. Do it.
Because I promise you, I will bust you up.
Are you on drugs?
Let's hope this telephone line works.
What the heck was that?
No sé, carano. El letrero por poco me rompe el culo.
English, dude. English.
Everybody quiet, settle. Whoa, mother, what the hell?
Attitude is not going to speed things up any bit at all.
I'm going to ask you to speak into the mouthpiece very clearly.
I'm in the middle of a war! It's friggin' ridiculous!
I need a credit card!
That's what you want!
Pocket!
Which pocket?
My back pocket!
You got that back pocket!
Left cheek! Left cheek! Left cheek!
Also, sir, have you heard about our Premium Plus World Service Gold Package?
No, I don't want a premium package! Yes, Pentagon!
Give me a status. Sir, we're tracking a special ops team under fire in Qatar. They say they're survivors of the base attack.
Survivors?
I've never seen this in my life!
Need gunships on station ASAP!
The Predator's coming up in a minute.
Linking the call to the nearest AWACS.
I'm no man, I'm a man. If you seen this shit...
Predator, ETA, 2 minutes.
What is that, girl?
We need air support, and we need it now.
Roll in strike package Bravo on unknown target. I authenticate Tango Whiskey in time, 0300 Zulu.
Attention all aircraft, this will be a danger close fire mission.
I just get a call from Falcon Ops. Who's closer to Killbox 1 Alpha?
Send the Hawks, sir.
Okay, send the Hawks over to Killbox 1 Alpha. It's a danger close. It's 300 feet.
Killbox 1 Alpha, 300 feet, danger close.
Release in the area.
Seven-man team, north of Orange Smoke.
Receive Killbox 1 Alpha, Gage Hospital.
Attack direction west. Declared hot.
Strike Kilby status.
5-1-1, Dark Star status.
Linux, the heat's coming.
Laser target.
We got a beam rider incoming. Right line.
Receiving radar jamming in the city of Bay.
No freaking way that thing's still not down.
Spooky 3-2, use 105 shells. Bring the rain.
Ground teams requesting 105 signal rounds.
Lose him?
Warthog 1.
Confirm visual on friendlies.
Where's Fig? Fig! Fig! Get a medic! Get a medic!
Black Hawk,
get him, just hold on. He's got a pulse. Get in there.
Those men stateside right now. I want them debriefed in 10 hours.
There's only one hacker in the world who can break this code. Sorry to bother you.
Maggie!
Listen, I need you.
No! This is my private area, my place of zen and peace.
Listen to me.
Shut up, Grandma! What are you doing here?
Give me a break, will you?
Grandma, I'm gonna drink your prune juice! What's that movie you on, man?
Yes.
Here come the neighbors!
Don't you want to say something classified?
Yeah!
Get low.
Double tap. Hey, I just paused it. Hey, I need a moment. Please.
Sorry.
And they saved my game.
How classified?
Like I will go to jail for the rest of my life for showing you classified.
Yes! One quick peek.
Special Ops got a thermal snapshot of whatever hit the base in Qatar.
Want to see it?
Well, the imager was damaged, sir.
The Rangers are en route with the imager, but we also have a security issue.
Circle logs indicate one of the analysts made a copy of the network intrusion signal.
Oh, the signal strength is through the roof. Where did you say you got this?
Packed the National Military Air Guard frequency in less than a minute.
No way.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a message embedded in the signal. It'd be worth my magic.
Project Iceman?
What Sector 7?
Who's Captain Witwicky?
Shh. Are you playing those video games again?
FBI!
She don't like nobody on the carpet, especially police!
It was an awesome spectacle here an hour ago when over 40 C-17s lifted off of this very base. We're not told where they're going. The government is being very quiet about what's going on.
No joke,
they were headed directly towards North Korea.
A stop at the parking, Mojo. It's too early, please. Miles, listen, my car.
It stole itself, okay?
What are you talking about, man? Satan's Camaro in my yard. It's stalking me! Stop!
Sam?
Why?
That was really awesome.
It felt awesome.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay. All right, I'm losing my mind a little bit. I'm getting chased by my car right now. I gotta go.
You know, I'm gonna catch up with you guys later.
I've been followed here on my mother's bike, right? And my car's right there, and it's been following me here. So get out of the car.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right.
Oh.
Please. Okay, what do you want?
Get back!
Stop!
Get in the car. Trust me. Trust me.
Damn.
Get in.
Locked in. The car won't start.
At least we did some muster, right?
Okay. I'm starting. Super advanced robot. It's probably Japanese. Yeah. It's definitely Japanese.
What are you doing?
I don't think it wants to hurt us. Have we done that already?
Really? Well, do you speak robot? Because they just had like a giant droid death match.
I think it wants something from me.
What?
Well, because the other one was talking about my eBay page.
You are the strangest boy I have ever met.
Can you talk?
XM satellite radio.
One digital cable for you.
Broadcasting system.
So you talk to the radio?
Actually, you do. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
So what was that last night? What was that?
Message from
Starfleet. Well, the inanimate vastness of things.
Rain down like visitors from heaven. Hallelujah.
Visitors from heaven. What? What are you, like an alien or something?
Any more questions you want to ask?
We'll just get in the car.
And go where?
50 years from now, when you're looking back at your life, don't you want to be able to say you had the guts to get in the car?
He's a pretty good driver.
Yeah. Why don't you go sit in that seat, girl?
I'm not going to sit in that seat. He's driving.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, maybe you should sit in my lap.
Why?
Well, I have the only seatbelt here. You know, safety first.
Yeah, all right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. See this, right?
You know, that seatbelt thing was a pretty smooth move.
Thank
you. You know what I don't understand? Why, if he's supposed to be like this super advanced robot, does he transform back into this piece of crap Camaro?
Oh, see, no, get him, no, that doesn't work. See?
Move it, you moron!
Wait, no! Fantastic. Now you pissed him off. That car is sensitive. I mean, $4,000 just drove off.
Samuel James Witwicky, descendant of Archibald Witwicky.
Yeah?
My name is Optimus Prime. We are autonomous robotic organisms from the planet Cybertron. But you can call us Autobots for short.
Autobots?
Let's crack a little bitches. My first lieutenant. Designation Jazz.
This looks like a cool place to kick it.
What is that? How do you learn to talk like that?
We've learned Earth's languages through the World Wide Web. My weapons specialist, Ironhide.
You feeling lucky, punk?
Easy, Ironhide.
Just kidding. I just wanted to show him my cannons.
Our medical officer, Ratchet.
The boy's pheromone level suggests he wants to mate with the female.
You already know your guardian, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Check on the right? Yep, second and none.
So you're my guardian, huh?
His vocal processors were damaged in battle. I'm still working on them.
Why are you here?
We are here looking for the Allspark. And we must find it before Megatron.
Mega what?
Our planet was once a powerful empire. Peaceful and just. Until we were betrayed by Megatron, leader of the Decepticons. All who defied them were destroyed. A war finally consumed the planet, and the Allspark was lost to the stars. Megatron followed it to Earth, where Captain Witwicky found him.
My grandfather.
It was an accident that intertwined our fates.
I think the ghosts have found something.
The ice is cracking.
Captain! Grab my boat, Captain!
I'm all right, lads.
Megatron crash-landed before he could retrieve the cube.
Ben! We've made a discovery!
He accidentally activated his navigation system. Coordinates to the cube's location on Earth were imprinted on his glasses.
How'd you know about his glasses?
eBay.
eBay.
If the Decepticons find the Allspark, they will use its power to transform Earth's machines and build a new army.
And the human race will be extinguished. Sam Witwicky, you hold the key to Earth's survival.
Please tell me that you have those glasses.
It's like a self-regenerating molecular armor.
Look at the scorch mark where the sabo round hit. Melted right through. Hey, aren't sabos hot loaded for like a 6,000 degree magnesium burn?
Close to it. It melts tank armor.
This metal skin must react to extreme heat.
I thought you said that thing was dead, man. Strap it down. Strap it.
This thing is wicked. All right, get on the horn with Northern Command. Tell them that our effective weapon is high-heat sabre rounds. Recommend we load them on all the gunships. Go.
You want that piece? Okay, Maggie, look. Let me break it down to you how it's going to happen. They're going to come through that door and be good cop, bad cop. Don't fall for that, all right? That's why I ate their food. So they put the plate of donuts out here to test your guilt. If you don't touch it, you're guilty. I ate the whole plate. The whole plate. Okay? It's me and you. They walk through that door, you don't say nothing.
that. She did it. She's the one you want. All right, I was just sitting at home watching cartoons, playing video games with my cousin, and she came in there.
Glenn, all right? Freak.
Hey, I am not going to jail for you or anybody else. I have done nothing bad my entire life. Hey, man, I'm still a virgin. Okay, so what? I downloaded a couple of thousand songs off the internet. Who has it? Who has it?
Glenn, shut up.
No, you shut up. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, criminal.
Sugar Rush.
This is not his fault.
See, so can I go home now? Okay.
But just listen to me. Okay, whoever hacked into your military system downloaded a file, all right? It was something about someone named Witwicky and some government group, right? Named Sector 7. You have to let me talk to Defense Secretary Keller before you go to war with the wrong country.
Whatever fell out of the sky ended up right behind
what did he say?
What?
Did he hear it too?
Yeah, Jack heard it too. Yeah.
What does he think it is?
He thinks it's a military experiment.
What a knucklehead.
Yeah, well, I think it's a plane.
Official word as to what happened.
Yeah!
Call Sam. Yeah. He should be home in 15 minutes.
I'll call him in 15 minutes.
If you wait 15 minutes, he'll be late and you'll have to ground him.
Well, I can't ground him if he's that late, can I?
And you just stay here, all right? You gotta stay here and you're gonna watch him.
Okay.
Oh, you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
5 minutes,
okay.
Right?
Thanks for staying on my path.
Oh, yeah, no, no, Dad. Hey! The path. I'm sorry. I forgot about the path. I'm going to sweep the whole thing right now. How about that?
You know, I buy half your car, and I bail you out of jail, and then I just decided to do all your chores.
The chores?
Yeah. Life is great, huh?
Life is fantastic. It's how good it is. So great. Oh, the trash can. Sorry, Dad. I'm going to do the trash can.
No,
right
I don't
now.
Want you to strain yourself.
No, I'll don't strain myself, Dad. It would hurt my feelings if you do it.
You sure? I don't mind.
No. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the trash cans, and I'm going to scrape the grill, and I'm gonna sweep up the whole house right now. And
right now.
I love you. God, I love you. Just so much right now.
You know, Mom wanted me to ground you. You're 3 minutes late.
Right? Oh, well, just another thing you did for me, Dad, because you're such a swell guy.
One more thing, huh?
All right, I love you. Sleep good, handsome man. What are you doing? No, watch your back. Watch your back. Please. No.
Oops.
No.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, I got it. You couldn't wait for 5 minutes. You couldn't wait for 5 minutes. I told you, just stay. Just stay. I told you. I told you.
Okay, you know what? They seem to be in a little bit of a rush.
This is bad. No. Mojo, off the robot. No, easy, hold on. This is Mojo. He's a friend of mine, he's a pet. Okay, that's all. Just put the guns away,
Please. You have a rodent infestation, shall I terminate?
No, he's not a rodent, he's a chihuahua. This is my chihuahua. We love chihuahuas, don't we?
He's leaked lubricants all over my foot.
He peed on you? Bad Mojo.
Oh,
sorry, you got a male dominance thing. That's all it is.
It's gonna rust.
All right. Okay. Shh. Tropical go high.
Just hurry. Autobots, recon.
I hope he's okay.
He's in the kitchen. Got some ice on his nose. I have to slap around a little bit.
You did not. Any injuries again? You didn't even ground him.
Almost.
No. Come on. What?
Time is short.
They really want those glasses.
What are you doing? Okay.
Please hurry.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's definitely gone.
What do you mean?
My glasses were in the bag. They were in the backpack, and now the backpack isn't here.
Well, they're gonna be pissed. So what do you want to do?
So what I think you should do is you should check this whole
right.
Section here. Just give it a clean sweep, and I'll get the corner here. Yeah, no, but not there. That's my private. Sorry.
You told me
I didn't mean to look inside of my treasure chest.
You should be way more specific, so I don't get in trouble with the room. I'm already stressing out enough.
What now? No. This isn't hiding. This is my backyard, not a truck stop. Oh, God. Oh.
Okay, I saw it. The UFO landed right here, and now it's gone. My moped's under there, man. Who's gonna pay for that?
Sam.
Sam,
Sam.
Oh, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. Oh, no, no, no. This is my mother's flat. Okay, listen, you gotta listen to me. If my parents come out here and they see you, they're gonna freak out. My mother's got a temper, okay?
We must have the glasses.
I know you need the glasses. I've been looking everywhere. They're not here. They're definitely not here.
Ugh, keep searching.
Look, I need you to be quiet for 5 minutes. 10 minutes, okay? Please, I'm begging you. You gotta make the racket. I can't concentrate. You want me to look? And I'm
calm down, calm down.
You gotta do something here. You gotta do something here.
Autobots, fall back.
Please, for 5 minutes. Good? Good? Okay.
Move! What is the matter with you? Can't you be quiet? You want us to be quiet?
Earthquake! Earthquake! Judy! Judy, get out of the table! Move it! Duck and cover right now!
How did you get over there so fast?
Wow, that was tingly.
Gotta try that.
Yeah, that looks fun.
Sam?
Sammy?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Sam?
That's weird. Sam!
Gretchen, point the light. Come on. Hurry.
All right, listen, we got a major issue here. What's with the light? You gotta stop the light. What's with the shut it off? You gotta tell him to shut it off.
Sammy, you in there? How come the door's locked? You know the rules. No door's locked in my house.
You know he'll start counting
one
if you don't
chance.
Open
five,
the door. Oh, dear.
Four. It's coming
up. He's counting. Sam, just
three,
open the door.
Oh. Two.
He's counting.
Stand back.
What's up? What's with the bat?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Why are you so sweaty and filthy?
I'm a child. You know, I'm a teenager.
We heard voices and noises, and we thought
yeah,
maybe...
It doesn't matter what we thought. What was that light?
Bro, what light? What? There's no light. There's no light. You got two lights in your hand.
There was a
that's
light
what the light
coming
is.
From
no, maybe
the door.
Look, you can't just bounce into my room like that. You got to knock. You got to communicate.
We knocked
I'm a teenager.
For 5 minutes.
You didn't knock. You were screaming at me, okay?
No.
This is repression, what you're doing here. You're ruining my youth, okay?
For Pete's sakes, you are so defensive. Were you masturbating?
Judy.
Was I masturbating? No, Mom.
It, okay?
No, I don't masturbate.
That's not something for you
it's
to bring
okay.
up. That's a father and son
father
thing.
Son
I mean, you don't have to call it that word. If that makes you uncomfortable, you can call it Sam's happy time or
happy
my
time.
Special
Mom,
alone
stop.
Time.
Mom,
with
Judy.
Myself.
Stop. Right,
I'm sorry. It's just been a weird night. I've had a little bit to drink.
No, Dad.
Yeah, well, we saw a light.
Oh, parents.
Where it was, but we saw it.
Yeah.
Aftershock! Oh, I hate these.
Quick, hide!
Oh, the lights are back! Get out of there!
Oh, can't you take safety seriously?
Oh, no, man!
Corey, filthy, Sam!
Oh, no! Look at the yard. The yard is destroyed. Judy?
Better call the city. We got a blown transformer. Power poles sparking all over the place. Oh, man. The yard's a waste.
Trashed. Gone.
The parents are very irritating. Can I take them out?
Hide.
You know we don't harm humans. What is with you?
Well, I'm just saying we could. It's an option.
I heard you talking to somebody, Sam. We want to know who.
Hi, I'm Michaela. I'm a friend of Sam's.
Gosh, you're gorgeous.
Oh, son. She can hear you talking to him.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry you had to hear our little family discussion.
Sorry that we're
bugging
you.
My backpack,
Mom.
Come on, honey, let's go.
It's in the kitchen.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Your mom's so nice.
I want you to distract my parents while I slip out and get these glasses in, okay?
Ronald Wickedy?
It's Witwicky. Who are you?
We're the government. Sector 7.
Never heard of it.
Never will. Your son's the great-grandson of Captain Archibald Wickedy, is he not?
It's Witwicky.
May I enter the premises, sir?
Ron, there's guys all over the front yard.
What the heck is going on here?
Your son filed a stolen car report last night. We think it's involved in a national security matter.
They're
national security?
That's right, national security.
My God, Ron, they're everywhere. There's guys in suits all around the house. Look at this.
Hey, just stay off the grass.
Give me a sample and some isotope reading.
Out of the ground. Good Lord. They gotta get their hands off my bush.
Drop the bat, ma'am. Hey, I'm carrying a loaded weapon.
But you better get those guys out of my garden or I am going to beat the crap out of them.
Have you experienced any flu-like symptoms, aching joints, fever?
No.
What is this?
How you doing, son? Is your name Sam?
Yeah.
Well, I need you to come with us.
Well, way out of line.
Sir, I am asking politely. Back off.
You're not taking my son. Really.
You going to try to get rough with us?
No, but I'm going to call the cops because there's something fishy going on around here.
Something a little fishy about you, your son, your little Taco Bell dog, and this whole operation you got going on here.
What operation?
That is what we are going to find out.
I think direct contact.
Son?
Yeah?
Step forward, please.
Just stand.
Red.
Bingo! Tag him and dang him!
You hurt my dog! I'll kick your ass!
Get a sample of my presentation ASAP!
Do not say anything, Sam!
Yeah.
Not a word until we get a lawyer!
So, ladies man 217, that is your eBay username, right?
Yeah, but, you know, it was a typo, and I ran with it.
What do you make of this?
My name is Sam Wicky, okay? And my...
Is that you?
Car is...
Yeah, that sounds like ladies man.
Last night at the station, you told the officer your car transformed. Enlighten me.
Here's what I said, okay? Because this is a total misunderstanding, that my car had been stolen.
Really?
From me, from my home, but it's fine now because it's back. It came back.
Well, not by itself.
Well, no.
Because cars don't do that, because that would be crazy.
So what do you kids know about aliens, huh?
Oh, you like a Martian? Like what, E.T.? No.
It's an urban legend.
Yeah.
You see this? This is like a do-whatever-I-want-and-get-away-with-it badge.
Right.
I'm going to lock you up forever.
Oh, God, you know what? Don't listen to him. He's just pissy because he's got to get back to guarding the mall.
You, in the train, brother, do not test me. Especially with your daddy's parole coming up.
What? Parole?
It's nothing.
A grand theft auto, that ain't nothing?
You know those cars my dad used to teach me to fix? Well, they weren't always his.
He stole cars?
Well, we couldn't always afford a babysitter, so sometimes he had to take me along.
She's got her own juvie record to prove it. She's a criminal. Criminals are hot. Well, it'd be a real shame if he had to rot in jail the rest of his natural life. It is time to talk.
Big and big! I can't see it! Oh!
You a-holes are in trouble now. Gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my friend, Optimus Prime.
Taking the children was a bad move. Autobots, relieve them of their weapons. Freeze!
Hi there.
You don't seem afraid. Are you not surprised to see us?
Look, there are S7 protocols. Okay? I'm not authorized to communicate with you, except to tell you I can't communicate with you.
Get out of the car.
All right. Me? You want me?
Now!
All right. All right. Get out. Okay. All right. I'm getting out. I'm getting out. You see? Very nifty how you put us down without really killing us.
You're good with handcuffs too now, huh?
How you doing?
You weren't supposed to hear all that.
Yeah.
This is real.
Listen, if I choose to engage with him, pump
the word. I have a record because I wouldn't turn my dad in. One of you had to sacrifice anything in your perfect little life.
big guys with big guns.
What is Sector 7? Answer me.
I'm the one who asks questions around here. Not you, young man.
How'd you know about the aliens?
Where did you shake my parents?
I am not at liberty to discuss it. Hey, you touch me, that's a federal offense.
Do whatever you want and get away with the badge, right?
Yeah. Brave now, all of a sudden, with his big alien friend standing over there.
Where's Sector 7?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Bumblebee, hey! Stop lubricating the man.
Get that thing to stop, huh?
All right, tough guy, take it off.
What are you talking about?
Your clothes, all of it, off.
For what?
For threatening my dad.
Little lady, this is the beginning of the end of your life.
You're a criminal.
Uh-huh. Face facts. He's in your gene pool.
Nice. Rock it behind the pole.
All right. This is such a felony, what you're doing.
I will hunt you down.
I'll hunt you down.
Without any remorse.
No remorse.
Okay? You've got to alert everyone.
They already know. Speaker.
Optimus, incoming!
I'm off. They were coming around.
Let me check it out. Optimus. Are we just gonna stand here and do nothing? There's no way to free Bumblebee without harming the humans. But it's not right. Let them leave.
Chinese and the Russians are nearing our area of operations in the Western Pacific. We feel like this could get out of hand real fast.
But the next couple of hours may just define his presidency.
U.S. and Chinese task forces approaching 100 nautical miles of cruise missile range.
Tell the strike group commander that he's not to engage unless fired on first.
Yes, sir. Mr. Secretary? Tom Banachek. I'm with Sector 7, Advanced Research Division.
Never heard of it. I'm a little busy, Tom. I think you can see that. Citra! Talk to me!
The whole room's gone down, sir.
I can see that!
The virus was coded to shut us down.
General.
Take a seat.
What do you mean, shut us down?
Then used our network to spread out to the whole world. The blackout's global. We have no communication. Satellite and landlines are dead.
You mean to tell me that I cannot pick up this telephone and call my family?
Mr. Secretary, I'm here under direct order from the President. You really need to see what I have in the case. You'll have to accept that there are certain things you won't understand right away. Sector 7 is a special access division of the government, convened in secret under President Hoover 80 years ago. You may remember if NASA JPL lost the Beagle 2 Mars rover. We told them to report the mission a complete failure. It wasn't. Beagle 2 transmitted 13 seconds. This was classified above top secret.
VA ended at 170 hours.
More than just a pile of Martian rocks. This is the image from Mars. Here's the image your special ops team was able to retrieve from the base attack. We believe they're of the same exoskeletal type, and obviously not Russian or North Korean.
Are we talking about an invasion?
We intercepted the message from your special ops team. These things can be hurt by our weapons, and now they know it. That's why the virus shut us down, so we can't coordinate against their next attack. Which I would bet my ridiculous government salary is coming. Soon.
Get word to our fleet commanders over the National Guard frequencies, a shortwave radio channel. It might be still working. Tell them to turn the ships around and come home, ASAP. And inform all commands to prepare for imminent attack.
Captain Lennox, we need you and your team to come with us right now. Let's go.
She's in here.
What's going on?
You're coming with me. You're going to be my advisor.
Me too.
Who's this?
He's my advisor.
He comes too.
So,
what did I get you for?
I bought a car. Turned out to be an alien robot.
Who knew?
let this work. Fire it up, Optimus. The code on these glasses indicates the AllSpark is 230 miles from here. I sense that Decepticons are getting ready to mobilize. They must know it's here as well.
What about Bumblebee? We can't just leave him to die and become some human experiment.
He'll die in vain if we don't accomplish our mission. Bumblebee is a brave soldier. This is what he would want. Why are we fighting to save the humans? They're a primitive and violent race. Were we so different? They're a young species. They have much to learn. But I've seen goodness in them. Freedom is the right of all sentient beings. You all know there's only one way to end this war. We must destroy the cube. If all else fails, I will unite it with the spark in my chest.
That's suicide. The cube is raw power. It could destroy you both.
A necessary sacrifice to bring peace to this planet. We cannot let the humans pay for our mistakes. It's been an honor serving with you all. Autobots, roll out!
We roll.
Team attention! Present arms!
At ease. Captain Sergeant, got your intel. Excellent work.
Thank you, sir. What about the gunships?
They're being retrofitted with saber rounds now. If they hit us again, we'll be ready for them. But it won't do us much good if we can't get world communications back up.
Hey, kid. I think we got off to a bad start, huh? You must be hungry. You want a latte, ho-ho, double venti macchiato?
Where's my car?
Son,
I need you to listen to me very carefully. People can die here. We need to know everything you know. We need to know it now.
Okay. But first I'll take my car, my parents. Maybe you should write that down. Oh, and her juvie record. That's got to be gone. Like, forever.
Come with me. We'll talk about your call.
Thank you.
Man's an extortionist.
All right, here's the situation. We've all had direct contact with the NDEs.
NDEs?
Non-biological extraterrestrials. Try and keep up with the acronyms.
What you're about to see is totally classified.
Dear God, what is this?
We think when he made his approach over the North Pole, our gravitational field screwed up his telemetry. He crashed in the ice probably a few thousand years ago. We shipped him here to this facility in 1934.
Call him NDE-1.
Well, sir, I don't mean to correct you on everything you think you know, but I mean, that's Megatron. He's the leader of the Decepticons.
He's been in cryostasis since 1935. Your great-great-grandfather made one of the greatest discoveries in the history of mankind.
Fact is, you're looking at the source of the modern age. Microchip, lasers, spaceflight, cars, all reverse-engineered by studying him. NVE-1. That's what we call it.
And you didn't think the United States military might need to know that you're keeping a hostile alien robot frozen in the basement?
Until these events, we had no credible threat to national security.
Well, you got one now.
So why Earth?
It's the AllSpark.
AllSpark? What is that?
Well, yeah, they came here looking for some sort of cube-looking thing. Anyway, Mr. NBE-1 here, a.k.a. Megatron, that's what they call him, is pretty much the harbinger of death, wants to use the cube to transform human technology to take over the universe. That's their plan.
You sure about that?
Yeah. You guys know where it is, don't you?
Follow me.
You're about to see our crown jewel.
Carbon dating puts the cube here around 10,000 B.C.,
first seven didn't find it until 1913. They knew it was alien because of the matching hieroglyphics on the cube as well as NB-1. President Hoover had the dam built around it, 4 football fields thick of concrete, a perfect way to hide its energy from being detected by anyone or any alien species on the outside.
Dam hides the cube's energy. What kind exactly?
Good question. Please step inside. They have to lock us in.
Oh, wow. Is that Freddy Krueger that been up in here or something?
Oh, no, man. Freddy Krueger have 4 blades, man. That's only 3. That's Wolverine. Right? That's Wolverine.
That's very funny.
Anybody have any mechanical devices? BlackBerry, key alarm, cell phone?
I got a phone.
Oof. Nokias are real nasty. You've got to respect the Japanese. They know the way of the samurai.
Nokia's from Finland.
Yes, but he's, you know, a little strange. He's a little strange.
We're able to take the cube radiation, funnel it into that box. Mean little sucker, huh?
That thing is freaky!
Kind of like the itty-bitty Energizer bunny from hell, huh?
Gentlemen, they know the cube is here.
Banachek, what's going on?
The NB-1 hangar has lost power, and
what?
The backup generator is just not going to cut it.
Do you have an arms room?
Get everyone to the NB-1 chamber now! They're popping our generators.
My car. You have to take him to my car. He's going to know what to do with the cube.
Your car? It's confiscated.
And unconfiscated.
We do not know what will happen if we let him near the spectrum.
You don't
Nobody
know.
Maybe you know, but I don't know.
You just want to sit here and wait and see what happens?
I have people's lives at stake here, young man.
Take him to the car. Oh.
Drop it.
Whoa. Drop your weapon, soldier.
There's an alien war going on and you're going
to
shoot me?
No, we didn't ask to be here.
I'm ordering you under S7 executive jurisdiction.
S7 don't exist.
Right, and we don't take orders from people that don't exist.
I'm going to count to 5.
I'm going to count to 3.
Simmons?
Yes, sir?
I do what he says. Losing's really not an option for these guys.
All right. Okay. Hey, you want to lay the fate of the world on the kid's Camaro? That's cool.
Okay. Hey, hush, right?
Yes.
Listen to me. The cube is here. The Decepticons are coming. No, no, don't worry about them. They're okay. Right? They're not gonna hurt you. Just back up a little bit. He's friendly. He's fine. Okay, come on. Put the guns down. I'm not gonna hurt you. Hey, Comey, we're gonna take you to the off spot.
Oh, okay, here we go. He's doing something. He knows
Starfleet, Captain.
Let's get to it.
He's right. We stay here, we're screwed with Megatron in the other hangar. Mission City is 22 miles away. We're going to sneak that cube out of here, and we're going to hide it somewhere in the city.
Good. Right.
But we cannot make a stand without the Air Force.
This place must have some kind of radio link.
Yes.
Short waves.
Right.
TV.
Yes. Sir, you got to figure out some way to get word out to them. Let's move.
Any alien on site, sir?
Any alien?
Old Army radio constant.
And it worked.
Anything's possible. You see that?
Sam, get in the car.
Mr. Secretary, get our birds in the air. When we get to the city, we're going to find a radio. I'll have an X-Vector in, okay?
Transmit a tone through the radio.
What good is that?
Morse code. You can use this to transmit it through that.
Okay, I'll do it. Turn it around. Okay, let's see. That's a Simmons. I need a screwdriver.
There's Optimus.
Thank you.
that. Yeah.
Barricade the door. Here, put some rounds in.
Master, search.
I got it. We're transmitting.
Ain't exactly what I say.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Defense Secretary Keller.
Uh-huh.
And the North Korean commander.
Whoa! What was that?
Authenticate emergency action. Blackbird 1195.
Sir, I have an authenticated airstrike order from SecDef.
Radio Shack dinosaur radios or something, man.
I'm only gonna get 20, 30 miles out of these things. Are there any aircraft orbiting the city?
F-22, 12 o'clock.
I want planes for air cover and get Blackhawks on station to extract that cube. Got it?
Air Force has arrived. Pop smoke.
Raptor, Raptor, do you copy?
We have your vision. Green smoke is the mark. Provide air cover and vector Blackhawks for extraction.
It's Starscream!
Please tell me you got it.
Back up! Take cover! We're moving!
No!
Back up! Back up!
Retreat!
Fall
back!
Incoming!
are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? They shot at us!
F-22 pilots will never fly below buildings. That's alien. That ain't friendly.
You gotta get up. You're okay. Come on!
Army Blackhawk inbound, your location, over.
Alpha 273 degrees, 10 miles. November Victor, 1.2 clicks north.
Building with statues on top. Go to the roof. Set the flare.
No.
Signal the chopper and set the flare.
Listen to me. You're a soldier now.
All right? I need you to take this cube, get it into military hands while we hold them off. There are a lot of people that are going to die. You got to go. You got to go.
No, I'm not leaving.
You need to go.
No, I'm not leaving until I get Bumblebee out of here, okay?
Army Blackhawk requests an immediate evac to civilian boy with precious cargo. Headed to rooftop marked by flare.
Sir, we will protect you.
Step, little plane!
Sam! No matter what happens, I'm really glad I got in that car with you.
Sir, get to the building! Move!
The sun, the drums are turned!
Girl, get that tow truck out of here!
I'm going!
deserve to choose for themselves. You will die with them. Join them in extinction. Keep moving, Sam. Don't stop.
Definitely dead now.
All right, let's go. We got business.
on, Sam.
No.
Is it fear or courage that compels you, fleshling?
Ooh.
Give me the oath, small shit. You may live to be my pet.
Oh! Oh, no, 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 no. I'm never giving you the soul spark.
Oh, so unwise. I got you, boy. Hold on to the cube. Just...
Just 60 seconds. We got friendlies mixed with bad guys. Targets will be marked. Bring the rain. Let's kill these things.
Move, move, move. Remember, aim low. Armor's weak under the chest.
Target mark still waiting.
Target
20
seconds.
F-22s are still waiting.
Mama! Incoming!
Yeah.
back. Sam, put the cube in my chest now. Sam. No, Sam. With your bravery.
Permission to speak, sir.
Permission granted, old friend.
You speak now?
I wish to stay with the boy.
If that is his choice.
Yes. The President has ordered Sector 7 be terminated and the remains of the dead aliens disposed of. The Laurentian Abyss is 7 miles below sea level, deepest place on our planet. The massive depth and pressure there, coupled with sub-freezing temperatures, will crush and entomb them, leaving no evidence.
With the Allspark gone, we cannot return life to our planet. And fate has yielded its reward. A new world to call home. We live among its people now, hiding in plain sight, but watching over them in secret, waiting, protecting. I have witnessed their capacity for courage. And though we are worlds apart, like us, there's more to them than meets the eye. I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Shed any light on the recent so-called alien activity?
You know what? I think that if there was some sort of an alien infestation,
the government would be the first to let you know.
The government would let us know.
I mean, this is America.
Yeah. You know, that's how we know we live in a free land, because there's no secret. They'd say, hey, duck and cover. Your head is kind of a different size than it is on television.